We had no idea it was going to happen. We had no information that anyone was planning it. And about 9 o'clock at night, my dog started to get very restless and crying. And then when we actually went outside to see what was going on, we could see the flashes and the bangs. And my immediate thought was to go and see that the farm was okay. And when I got to the field, it was just absolute chaos. Sheep completely disorientated, completely stressed, panting like crazy. You cannot describe how horrible it is to go out and find 9 week premature lambs that didn't stand a chance coming out of a sheep, and a sheep running around like crazy screaming because she wants a lamb and her lamb's dead. Like the soul destroying nature of that, like you cannot put it into words unless you actually go through it. But it's one of the, you don't want anyone ever to have to go through that. So yeah, it's just kind of common sense. Think before you do something like that, because there are consequences and stuff happens that can really damage a farm and cause a lot of distress to animals. It was horrible. To the point we were on Facebook making pleas into the local community group to ask whoever's doing it to stop. People were replying to us saying, "Well, just go over and tell them to stop." And I'm like, I can't leave the sheep in the field when they're like this because we're on electric fence. And so if they took a notion, they can just break through the fence, jump a hedge and then go wandering around the rest of Jerby. And yeah, we had to just kind of wait out there with them. I did scream because they were so close to the sheep that they could hear me, but they just ignored all my screams for about an hour and a half while they continued to set fireworks off. And it was absolutely horrible. And then the day after we went out, finding 9 week premature lambs that had been kicked out with no chance of surviving it. Sheep that were going mental because they'd had their lambs. They knew they'd had their lambs, but their lamb wasn't moving. Was just absolutely heartbreaking. Going out to some fields and finding sheep that couldn't walk. One sheep in particular who was an old girl. She wasn't meant to stay on the farm last year, but she'd broke in to get with the tups. And she was being treated for arthritis in her hip. And we think just the running she did just shattered her hip because her whole back legs would move independently. So we knew she was in lamb. So we literally just dosed her up with as many painkillers as we could to get her to lambing, and then had to have her put down as soon as she's had the lambs, as the best thing to do for her and the lambs.
And this year you've decided to speak out in advance of Bonfire Night. What are you hoping that people will do differently?
So kind of just hoping that people take into account and think before they set the fireworks off, really. We don't want to be a spoil sport. We don't want to ruin people's fun. But at the end of the day, last year cost us thousands in lost income, treating sheep, the time it spent to get them in and treat them. Easily cost us thousands. So we're just hoping that people take some responsibility for what they're doing, think about what they're doing before they kind of set fireworks off, especially. And if you plan on setting them off in the countryside, if you inform farmers or horse owners or anyone that works in the countryside what you're planning to do, it's much easier for us to plan or to advise if it's safe to do so. If we can move stock, usually farmers will move stock. If they can't, they can tell you, "We can't move them, please go somewhere else to do it." I know a lot of farmers on the Isle of Man, you know, they're not going to be horrible if you ask, but we'd prefer it if you asked, because at least we can make appropriate changes or kind of work towards it then a bit better.
We'll touch on that just in a moment, but you have reached out to the government, but we were told there's little that can be done. There's no explicit law to prevent fireworks being set off near livestock. What would you like to see in an ideal world?
Change. I think it's in a way a bit wrong that fireworks can be purchased by anyone and set off anywhere they like. I know over-regulation is a big topic at the minute, but in a way, some sense of regulation around fireworks sales would be safe. informing pet owners, farmers, equestrians, a lot of these people that are massively affected by it but don't have an option in it. We reached out to the government to see if there was anything we could do regarding damages, regarding the welfare, and we were basically told that, well, not basically, we were entirely told that there was nothing at all we could do. We had to watch animals suffer, even though by law we're prevented from allowing animals to suffer, but for bonfire night and fireworks, we can't do anything. And everyone's within their right to set fireworks off wherever they please at the minute.
And that is something which you often see on Facebook, is people talking about pets and domestic animals being scared and them having to put them in rooms to ensure that they are effectively shielded from fireworks. But people don't necessarily think about the livestock.
Yeah, livestock and wildlife can be massively affected by it. I mean, last year we were so angry, I put a personal post out on my Facebook page, and the amount of people, the amount of farmers I heard from, the amount of equestrian people I heard from that have had horses put down because they've kicked a wall because they've been that stressed and broke a leg and stuff like that. There's nothing we can do to prevent it. We can only try and take measures to mitigate how bad the effects of it is. But at the end of the day, animal welfare is such a big deal nowadays that I can't understand why there's no welfare thought about during fireworks season.
Have you had any direct contact with any MHKs or support from MHKs in raising these concerns?
We've spoken to Tim Johnston, who's our local MHK.
And a former farmer.
Yeah. He's supporting us where he can, but unfortunately, with government, there's a lot of red tape all the time, and basically told us that the only way we're going to get change from it is if we start making noise about it and start kind of getting people to back new legislation that will change how fireworks are sold and how fireworks can be used.
That's a bit interesting in a way, because he's had such an extensive career in the agriculture sector. It's almost as if he would know what you're going through, so wouldn't necessarily need you to start speaking out.
Yeah, I mean, we'd hope that there was more kind of help from people, but I can also understand when there's not a lot that people can do if everyone else doesn't want to change. If everyone else doesn't want it, you know, in government, I'm sure they're always going to do whatever more people want so they can get their votes, instead of sometimes doing what's best for livestock welfare, in particular for this occasion.
Well, we'll come back to some of the other comments that you made about preparing. Obviously, bonfire night is not far away at all.
Yeah.
How are you preparing your animals? I mean, worst case scenario, something happens. How are you? What steps are you taking to try and mitigate any chaos that happens?
Yeah, so at the minute, we're working to bring everybody home. We've got a few stock that are a little bit further away from the farm, and we're working to bring them home this week, and basically just trying to put everybody as central to the farm as possible, so that there's at least the biggest gap we can possibly have. If everyone set fireworks off all around the farm, we're at least central to that. So hopefully there won't be as many issues if that happens, but we're hoping and praying by putting that Facebook post out, and the traction it's gained from people has been amazing. But hopefully that will mean that people don't set fireworks off near us, or hopefully near any other farmers.
And just final thoughts, what's the key message that you want to really hammer home to anyone that's intending to set off fireworks potentially near farmland?
Contact farmers. That's the biggest thing. A lot of farmers are known in the areas wherever you're planning to set fireworks off. So if you ask locals, if you even just put a note on a gate, I'm sure a farmer will pick that up, and be vigilant before you set fireworks off. Check if there's any livestock around, especially. I don't want anyone to have to go through what we went through last year. I don't want to go through what we went through last year. But I know it's a potential of what's going to happen if nothing's done and no one does anything and just carries on setting fireworks off wherever they kind of feel like it.
Well, we have spoken to Aaron Michael MHK Tim Johnston, who confirmed to Manx Radio that he has raised the matter with the Department of Home Affairs, which is responsible for the Fireworks Act 2004. He said potential reforms are now being proposed within Clause 66 of the Justice Reform Amendment Bill. That bill would act on two recommendations made by the 2020 Selects Committee on the Fireworks Act, including modernising the way public notices are issued and extending existing offences to cover fireworks released anywhere, not just in public spaces. And under the proposed wording, Section 5, Paragraph 1, all very complicated, I know, would prohibit letting off fireworks within the hearing or sight of a person or domestic animal likely to be caused harassment, annoyance, alarm or distress thereby. And that removes the line in a public space. So it would mean that it would apply to agricultural land too. Mr. Johnston said to us, this isn't about banning the use of fireworks, but instead having clear rules beyond just guidance to ensure their responsible use.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.